So another row has erupted on social media over an image related to the Kings Mills massacre. The South Belfast DUP MLA, Christopher Stalford, shared a cartoon satirising Sinn Féin's equality agenda, and it was shared by other unionist politicians, including the Ulster unionist Doug Beattie. It was headlined Sinn Féin's Red Lines and showed 10 streams of blood coming from a van that looks very similar to the one used by the Kings Mills victims. The cartoon has since been deleted by Mr. Beattie and by Christopher Stalford, who said he was contacted by representatives of the victims' families. So is this a legitimate political commentary, or is it indeed cheap point scoring and an insult to victims? 030 30 80 55 55 on the phones. I've been speaking with the UP's Doug Beattie before the programme and asked if sharing the picture in the first instance was a mistake.
Absolutely not. Vinny, this was a challenging image which I retweeted, which caused debate. I think it has a very valid political message, which it didn't indeed inspire debate. I think the image, one single image, actually blew holes in Sinn Féin's equality and respect agenda, and I think that was worthy of a political debate.
And do you still have your sharing of this on your account?
No, strangely enough, Finny, and nobody would know this, but I'll tell you. About 2 hours after I retweeted it, I took it off, and I took it off because somebody on Twitter asked me would I take it off, and I did. But that's not the point.
But why did you take it off, though? Surely either you thought it was a fair thing to share, to spark debate, or you didn't.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it was a fair thing to share, and I stand by that. And it sparked debate, and I was in the middle of that debate. And even for 4 hours after I took it down, I remained in debate talking about that very image.
Of course,
so I didn't shy away from it.
But you shied away to the extent where you thought it was important to share this, and then create debate, have that discussion, and then delete what you had initially shared in the first place, which sparked that debate.
No, I was asked by a friend on Twitter to remove it, which I did. But
I'm just trying to understand why you thought it was, because I'm sure there were a lot of people saying, please delete this. I was reading some of them myself. So why this one person convinced you that it was the right thing to do to delete it?
Because they didn't attack my right to freedom of expression of this particular issue. They just asked me, would I consider removing it? And they asked, and I did.
Doug, but I still don't understand why you would then delete it. You know, there were many people asking you and the DUP's Christopher Stalford to remove their sharing of the image.
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to listen here. I was asked, and I took it down. But I did not stop the debate. And I did not continue to start and argue for the case that it is a valid thing to put up and debate about. I think the picture and the message of the picture is absolutely valid. I stand here now talking to you, and I still believe it's absolutely valid. Somebody asked me to take it down, but the debate was already ongoing and continued on well past midnight, and I stayed part of it.
What would you say then, Doug, to people that would claim, well, look, this is maybe valid for the person that created this, Brian John Spencer, or someone else in his position, satirist, etc., but for you, an elected representative, a politician that's meant to represent the people, it's maybe not fair for you to share that?
Well, I don't understand that. If I believe this has a fair political message, which I absolutely think it does, then I think it's right and proper that I, as a political representative, should be involved in that debate. And if this is a medium to have a debate, then I should use it. Let me just give you an example. I mean, if people are really saying that we should in some way not use images like this, or we should censor images like this, what about the image by Kevin Carter of the young African child dying with a vulture standing behind watching? Now, that sparked political debate and made the West take action in Africa. Absolutely valid. What about the picture of the dead Alan Kudus on a beach in the Mediterranean?
Are these photographs you're referring to?
Yes, they are. And they sparked.
So they're not a cartoon depiction of that?
You're going to have to let me finish.
No, I understand that, Doug, but obviously this is a discussion, not a monologue. And the point I'm trying to make is, do you think that there is a difference between a picture, a representation of something, or an illustration, someone's interpretation of it?
Well, no, I don't. I think the illustration is bringing out in a pictorial form what many people were thinking and feeling. And again, you know, I give people the right to complain. I give people the right to criticise. You know, but let's all be honest here. You know, the picture that came out, Installation Art, of Orange Men wearing Ku Klux Klan hats. And I'm not an orange man, but a lot of people were deeply hurt by that. I think it was fair and it was a valid thing to have out. And I think this sparks debate, and it's right to spark debate.
Well, and as we're doing right now, I was going through your Twitter and one person responded to you sharing it, and I said, I wonder how the families, the victim families will take this image, and they copied you in. You replied with only they will be able to decide if it reflects how they feel about what has happened or an unwanted satirical depiction of events.
Yes.
Now, but by sharing that and putting it further into the public field, where is the line for them on that? That they see that, they experience that, and then maybe it is removed because it's upsetting them, that they don't like to look at that image.
Vinny, if I posted that for effect, then ran to the hills, I could understand what you're saying. But I posted that, and then I stayed and I debated the whole point.
But
do
you get my point when I say, you're kind of saying, and you can correct me there here, of course you can, you know, I put this out there, I've shared this, and if you, very much so, a family member or a victim, if you're upset, then that's fair enough. Why not wait and perhaps try and make an understand as to whether they would be upset before you share that? Because once you see, I suppose this is one of the issues with Twitter, once you see something out there, you click on a link or whatever, it's too late to unsee it. And you may, you know, if you are a family member or a victim, whatever it is you're looking at, the upset is there and it's too late. So you're upset. I've told you I'm upset, Doug, but maybe if you hadn't shared that in the first place, I wouldn't have had to feel this emotion that I have right now.
And that would be a fair thing, Vinny. And if one of the family members were to come to me and say, Doug, that's upset me, I would go down and speak to them in person and explain to them the very reason why I thought it was a valid thing to post and debate. In the same way that pictures throughout the country, Vinny, have been posting pictures of the King's Mill massacre right throughout the country, right throughout the world.
But it goes back to that picture cartoon. You know, the cartoon, does that make this slightly more difficult to swallow?
I mean, this cartoon was not humour. People say cartoon and automatically think humour. This is a really serious, satirical, political point being made. And I stand by that very serious point that was being made.
Okay,
in the same way as Charlie Hebdo make very clear and sometimes close to the mark satirical points with their cartoons.
By you retweeting this satirical cartoon, have you managed to offend Kingsmill's victims and their families, and also at the same time deflected slightly the attention away from Barry McIlduff and the controversy he caused earlier this week?
I don't think so, Vinny. I've been listening and watching for this last number of days the dignity in which the Kingsmill families have held themselves. And I think that this image depicts very much what they are saying.
Do you think the family like this cartoon?
And the hypocrisy of Sinn Féin and their respect agenda. I don't know if they do or not. If they don't, then I will explain to them the reason why I think it is a valid expression of a political opinion. And I'll explain that to them. And please do not link it to the mockery of families by Barry McIlduff. I did not mock anybody's family, nor would I.
But the point I'm trying to make, just let me come back on that, is obviously families looked at what the families of the victims looked at what Barry McIlduff did. They did not like that. And Christopher Salford has said that he was contacted by, as he said he would remove if was contacted by a family member, remove the picture that he had shared. So therefore, it has upset family members. So some people, Doug, will draw a comparison between this image and the image of Barry McIlduff with a loaf on his head and the link that is there seen by many to the Kingsmill massacre.
Well, I don't see the link between the two. And let me just tell you, I know who contacted Christopher Stalford. I know the reason why he contacted Christopher Stalford. And it wasn't because family members said that they were hurt or disgusted by this image. Now,
what was it then?
Well, that's not for me to tell you because that was very private. But I'm telling you now that that's not the reason why he was asked to take it down. But I do know who got in touch with him and asked him to take it down. So, and that's a fair point. I'm on here discussing with you, Vinny, the merits of a image like this, which can spark debate. And I think it was a fair debate. And there are some people who disagree with me, and I allow them to have that opinion. But I think it is a fair debate to be had. I think it's right to hold one of the political parties which control this country to account. I think this image did exactly that. This image did what so many other images in our society has done previously. And some of the people who are attacking me and other people for sharing this are the same people who said nothing when other images of Arlene Foster denigrating her over the RHI and her party were posted, and they said nothing. And I thought they were fair images as well.
Okay, just to refer back to Christopher Stalford and what I said a moment ago, he, just to clarify, he did say in his tweet when he explained why he removed it that he was contacted by a representative of a family member affected by the atrocity. Just to ask your thoughts, Doug, on something that the Alliance Party leader, Naomi Long, has said. She was very critical of you online, and she also posted a statement calling for both yourself and Christopher Stalford to remove the post and apologise for using what was an obscene atrocity to score political points. So do you agree with the fact that this is point scoring, and will you apologise?
Listen, I've an awful lot of respect for Naomi, and that's not been diminished. But sometimes she gets the run of herself and she becomes a Mother Teresa of Twitter. That was a fair political debate that we had on Twitter last night. I removed that image about 2 hours after I put it on because somebody asked me, but the debate was a fair debate. And everybody made their point.
Could you have made your point without sharing the picture?
Well, do you know what? I could quite easily share a description of what happened at Kingsmill, which could be just as denigrating or just as awful. Or I could share a press release, which could be just as denigrating as just as awful.
Do you regret sharing the picture at all? Or even waiting to see how the family will respond before you shared it?
No, I don't, Finny. And here's why I don't. Because I think it had a fair message. I think it had a fair and honest message. And I do not think we should be censoring art just because the message is a difficult message for us all to have. And for somebody to turn around and say, this is just about point scoring, well, then that in themselves is just trying to point score against me. This was a challenging image, and I used that challenging image to challenge.
Come on, Doug, though, you know what it is like. You are a very experienced man in the political realm here. You know how important symbolism is, and how even simple acts like tweeting a picture, sharing that, can have ramifications. You know, we've seen what happened with Barry McIlduff. You know people will draw comparisons because of the end result of an image or a picture, whatever it might be. If that end result is to upset or offend somebody, then the question is asked of who shared it. And when that person is a political representative, then people are asking, well, my goodness, it's one thing for an artist to do this as his interpretation, but for someone that's elected to therefore share something that ends in hurt, is that on?
Well, I can keep saying this to you, Vinny, and you either have to listen or not.
I am listening now.
Well, I am telling you that I think that it was a fair message contained within that image. It was a fair debate. And these people who are attacking, and you just ask them, was it fair to post a picture of darkened Orange Order men wearing Ku Klux Klan hats? I think that was a fair debate to be had as well. Now, if they didn't attack that image, why do they feel it's right to attack this image?
Deeply insulting, I'm sure, to orange men in the Orange Order, or people in the Orange Order, but I can't see a complete direct comparison to an illustration which depicts a massacre where 10 men were brutally murdered.
And you know what? You stopped at that, Vinny, because actually what the picture depicts is Sinn Féin's equality and respect.
And I understand that, and I get that from the picture, and I get what you're saying.
But you didn't say that. You said it depicts a murder. I'm saying it doesn't. It depicts a political party who controls this country who still have not apologised.
Using the example of a massacre.
For the butchery of these 10 young men, and it attacks their political
campaign. See, some people will say, Doug, you see a political point, I see a murder.
Well, that's fine. Exactly. And there's a debate to be had, really.
Yes.
And is that not right and fair? Am I stopping you from having that debate? No,
no,
I'm not.
Not at all. And
well,
I guess your actions... No, I'm not at all. I am simply bringing this to the fact that you're a politician. Brian John Spencer, who created this illustration, is not.
No, exactly. But that's a very challenging image, Vinny, which we can all use in order to highlight an issue or to have a debate. And I think the message within that image, a very strong message, a very challenging message, was a fair debate to have. Now, if I had posted that just to upset people and ran to the hills, I would accept what you're saying. But I stayed and I debated that with people and I made my
point. You still removed it, though, Doug.
But I removed it within 2 hours, and I removed it because somebody asked me.
The centre of your debate, you removed it. Just because we're pushed for time, I have one last question for you, Doug, this morning, and I do appreciate you coming on to discuss this. You know, it is a debate to be had, as you've said yourself, but by retweeting this image, some might question that you have actually repeated what Barry McIlduff did and hurt the victims of Kingsmills.
Well, that's twice you've said that, Vinny, and I'm going to say again twice. You cannot co-wait what I've done with the mockery of those victims. There's absolutely no way, and I'm actually offended that you think that the mockery by Barry McIlduff.
I'm asking you a question, Doug. I'm not telling you anything.
I'm giving you an answer.
Yes, but you're saying that it's my opinion. You're inferring it's my opinion, and it's not.
Well, it's not then. Well, let me just make it absolutely clear. Okay. I did not mock the victims. I had a political debate. If people don't like me having a political debate, that's really up to them.
Okay. Doug, once again, I do really appreciate you coming on this morning and giving us your time.